Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda It's chapter 15, right? I don't have the book here. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Vaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda I don't have my phone. Is there a volume? Madhuli or volume 6? I don't see that. No. Who's got the better phone? It's not so good. This is right. He's got this. Thank you very much. Yeah. Summary for us. 15-1. Okay. The Lord accepts prasadam at the house of Savatam Bhattacharya. Beginning of the chapter, so reading a summary. The following summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Zamrita Pravaha Bhasya. After that, the Rathayatra festival, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with flowers and tulsi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in return, worshipped Advaita Acharya with the flowers and tulsi that remained on the offer plate and said a mantra, Yosi Sosi Namos Dute. Whatever you are, you are, but I offer my respects unto you. Then Advaita Acharya Prabhu invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasadam. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees performed the Nandotsava ceremony, the Lord dressed himself as a cowherd. Thus the ceremony was very jubilant. Then the Lord and his devotees observed Vijaya Dashami, the day of victory when Lord Ramachandra conquered Lanka. The devotees all became soldiers of Lord Ramachandra, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the ecstasy of Hanuman, manifested various transcendently blissful activities. Thereafter, the Lord and his devotees observed various other ceremonies. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked all the devotees to return to Bengal. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal for preaching and also sent Ram Das, Gadadhar Das and several other devotees with him. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great humility, sent some Jagannath Prasadam and cloth from Lord Jagannath to his mother through Shiva's Thakur. When the Lord bade farewell to Raghunath Pandit, Vasudev Dutt, the residents of Kulinagram and other devotees, he praised them for their transcendental qualities. Ramananda Vasu and Satyaraj Khan asked some questions, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them that all household devotees must engage themselves in the service of Vaishnavas. Exclusively devoted to chanting the holy name of the Lord. He also instructed the Vaishnavas from Kanda, as well as Savabhum Bhattacharya and Vijaya Vachaspati, And he praised Mauryagupta for his firm faith in the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. Considering the humble prayer of Vasudev Dutt, he established that Lord Sri Krishna is qualified to deliver all the conditioned souls. Thereafter, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepting prasadam at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma's son-in-law, Amoga, created trouble in the family with his criticisms. The following morning, he was attacked by the disease of Vishuchika, cholera. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very kindly saved him from death and enlivened him in chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. How do you get text one? Sorry about this. I think I'll just sit on the seat there and read it out. Technical hitch. I'm going to have to sit on the chair and read it. Chakra Guraswam Bhakta Vasyatam Sarvabhauma Grihe Vrindam Sananda Kama Mokukam Angi Kuravan Sputam Chakra Guraswam Bhakta Vasyatam. Anyone else? Sarvabhauma Grihe, at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Kunjan Waliti, Swarnindakam, a person who was criticizing him, Amogakam, Naman Moga, Angi Kurvan, accepting. Sputam, manifest, Chakra, made, Gora, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swam, his, Bhakta Vashatam, obligation to his devotees. Translation. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accepting prasad at the house of Savabhava Bhattacharya, Amogha criticized him. At that time, the Lord also showed how much he was obliged to his devotees. So there's no purport until verse number 6. So I'll just read the rest of it. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Dvaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Shrota Gana Chaitanya Charitamrita Yanya Pranadana. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita who have accepted it as their life and soul. E mata mahaprabhu bhakta gana sange nila chale rahe kare nacha gita range. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Jagannath Puri, he constantly enjoyed chanting and dancing with his devotees. Text number 5. Pritam Maspasare Jagannatha Darshan Mricha Gita Karedanda Paranama Stavan. In the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the deity of Lord Jagannath in the temple. He offered him obeisances and prayers and danced and sang before him. Text number 6. Upala Boga Lagile Kare Bahire Vijay Haridasa Mili Aise Apana Nilaye. After visiting the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remain outside during the Upala Bhoga offering. He would then go meet Haridas Thakur and return to his residence. Purple by Srila Prabhupada. At noon, when there was an Upala Bhoga offering in a place called Bhoga Vardhana Kanda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go outside the temple. Before going outside, he used to stand near the Garuda Stambha column and offer his obeisances and prayers. Afterwards, the Lord would visit Siddha Bakula, where Haridas Thakur lived. After visiting with Haridas Thakur, the Lord would return to his own place at the abode of Kesha Mishra. Om Gyanatam Mandasya Gyanam Slakaya Chakshuram Ritam Yanitas Vaishu Dure Namah. So we're hearing about the life and character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Namo Mahavadanyaya, the most merciful incarnation of the Lord. It's described in the 11th canto that in this age, the Lord appears, Krishna Vanam Tusa Krishnam Sangha Pangasapacharam Yagya Sangitampre Jantanisya Medisha. He is Krishna, but he does not appear like Krishna because Krishna is blue and Lord Chaitanya is golden. He has the complexion of Radharani. So he appears to give the most, the greatest gift of love of Krishna. So because Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar, he's called, Krishna is called Tri Yuga because he appears in four ages, but this particular incarnation is covered. He's called Chana Avatar. He's concealed. So Lord Chaitanya, he came to give love of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he inaugurated ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, to be a vehicle for Lord Chaitanya's teaching. Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful incarnation. So therefore it's described a few verses after that verse, Krishna Vanam Prasad Krishna. It's described how the different planets, different residents of other planets, they're queuing up to take birth on this planet. Because this age that we're living in right now, where Lord Chaitanya's teachings are being propagated, and Lord Chaitanya's movement is gaining ascendance, is a very auspicious time to be born. Because there are many different incarnations of the Lord. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he doesn't disrespect these other incarnations. But he jokingly sort of mocks them. Who cares if Lord Ram appeared? Who cares about the Sringadevi? Because he's glorifying the fact that Lord Chaitanya gave the highest gift of Krishna Prema, which was not given by any other incarnation. For instance, with Lord Ramachandra, he was so beautiful that many different personalities became attracted to him and wanted to have some kind of relationship with him. But Lord Ram took the vow of Ekapatni Vrat, which means he only had one wife, and he took a vow to have one wife. So the sages of Dandakaranya Forest and the women of Ayodhya and Mathila and the other personalities, I can't remember all of them, the Yagyashis, deity forms, anyway, they all desired to take birth or to have a relationship with Lord Ram. But Lord Ram couldn't fulfill that desire. So therefore, they took birth in Krishna Lila. They took birth and they got opportunity to dance with Krishna. So therefore, the residents of the highest planets, they say this is the best of ages. The Kali Yuga is full of fools. Kala Doshan and Deva Raja Naste Kaman Gunan. Kirtanade Krishna Sya, Mukta Sangha Brahma Jaya. But it is said that the Kali Yuga is the worst age. But because the process of self-realization is so easy in this age, just by chanting Hare Krishna, one can actually achieve perfection. Not just perfection, because there's different types of perfection. And there's different... So many different planetary systems, there's so many different hierarchies of individuals, and they're all perfect. But the highest planet is Goloka Vrindavan. So that's the planet that is available to those followers of Lord Chaitanya. So we're very fortunate, and we have this wonderful society that Srila Prabhupada started, the Prabhupada struggled to establish a legal structure, a very organized structure that could Propagate the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. There are many other institutions that follow Lord Chaitanya, but Srila Prabhupada was probably the first to formally create a legal structure with a very elaborate system of management and many instructions. All these instructions that Srila Prabhupada and the Shikshamrita, the book which divides up Prabhupada's different instructions, like deity worship, GBC, so many different categories. And in the Shikshamrita, you'll see there's so many instructions about the GBC. And so about ISKCON, that ISKCON is a structure, and Prabhupada understood from the lesson he had learned from his gurus how the Gaudiya Math could not remain united, and therefore they couldn't really achieve that. If you compare what they've achieved to what ISKCON has achieved, there's a huge difference. I was recently in Russia, and you go there, and the many temples, it's very wonderful to go there, actually. There's so many devotees. Even in a small temple, like a temple might be very small, but you'll get 50 people coming to the morning class. Even though there's only a few devotees living in the area, they all come. So I'm not criticizing anybody. America's fine, but just say, in Russia, it's easier for people to take up spiritual life. Actually, there's a lot of similarities. I was looking at the original Russian language. I sent a picture to Pranga. That the original Russian language looks a lot like Sanskrit, as a matter of fact. And the people, they do have a strong inclination for spiritual life. So I went to many temples, and this is all Srila Prabhupada's mercy, that all these devotees, they're studying the same books that Prabhupada wrote, and they're having the same kirtan, the Guru Puja, the Mangal Arati. And so this is all Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, which was formally embodied in ISKCON, in Srila Prabhupada's International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Of course, we know that ISKCON is not perfect, and we have obviously, Prabhupada wanted us to all become pure devotees, but it's actually a work in progress. And it's a very important institution because there's nowhere in the world, there's no philosophy, there's no religion that gives anywhere near the depth of what Krishna consciousness gives. I went to some churches in Russia. Because I've been to some beautiful buildings, beautiful cathedrals in England and France and Russia, beautiful old churches, very beautiful, beautiful pictures. All the frames of the pictures, they're very elaborate work, you know, beautiful, beautifully painted. All they have huge books with beautiful borders, the writing's incredibly beautiful. You go in the church, there's beautiful pictures, hand-painted, you know, the whole, all the walls, all the ceilings, huge high ceilings. Or you go to some cathedrals and then it's all stained glass. So they had a lot of devotion for God. But they don't know who God is. So, you know, I got into trouble. When I was in Russia, I gave a Sankirtan talk. And I was saying how important Srila Prabhupada's teachings are. Because we have the knowledge of who God is. So I was saying, you're going to these beautiful churches in Russia, and they have so many pictures of Jesus, and you know, he's got the halo around his head. I mean, we probably said he's our guru, you know, he's a great personality. But they don't have any pictures of God. So This is one of the main differences is that Krishna consciousness gives all this information of who God is, who we're supposed to love. And without knowing anything about God, how can you love him? So Srila Prabhupada would emphasize this, that, you know, you may believe in God, but if you don't know who God is, how will you love him? So we have this wonderful philosophy, and we have this movement that Srila Prabhupada started, and we have many devotees that have dedicated their life to ISKCON. A lot of devotees never really knew Prabhupada. They probably never spoke to Prabhupada. Some devotees on the GBC never spoke to Prabhupada. But they knew Prabhupada through his movement, through his order to actually spread Krishna consciousness within the structure that he created. So sometimes we may find some blemish in ISKCON or something we don't like, but Srila Prabhupada actually was very adamant that we should stay within ISKCON. We should help to make it better. And this is a sign of actual surrender. Because basically, to swallow our pride and work in a structure when we don't even agree necessarily with the direction, but to have faith in Srila Prabhupada's words, there's an important verse. Oram vinidram bhajram bho yuyam mena kasarana sohadena pratak dhammas tushtoham. I don't know the last one. It says that the Prachetas, they were cooperating together. And Vishnu was very happy with them. So he said, I want to give you a blessing because I'm very happy with the friendly relationship that you have between us. So please ask me for benediction. So this is very pleasing to Krishna when we cooperate. But the fact is that the Lord Chaitanya's teachings will not spread or become stunted unless we become members or stay as members of ISKCON and try to make ISKCON better. So this is very important. And ultimately, Prabhupada wanted ISKCON. Prabhupada was a very ambitious person. He wanted ISKCON to take over governments. Because ultimately, Krishna consciousness is the only philosophy that has all the answers, as far as a structure, a government, out of governments, out of society, has all the answers as far as the philosophy, has all the answers as far as a particular practice to achieve perfection. So everything is there. And so it's amazing how ISKCON has spread to all these different countries, and so many devotees took so many risks to give out Krishna consciousness. So many Russian devotees risked their lives, even some of the Western devotees that went to Russia back in the day, they had spies, KGB people following them. Even now, they are under scrutiny by the government. But it's not like it was. And they go on hiring around it, it's not totally restricted. But I also went to Hungary, and as most of you know, Shivaram Swami has done a wonderful service in Hungary. They have a beautiful temple in Budapest. And they had a nice open day when I was there. Shivaram Raj was big into preaching on the internet. And he does these video blogs, short, sort of succinct takes on the philosophy. So they had an outreach day, everyone was invited to come to the temple. They put up beautiful decorations outside. They had a lot of different booths. Lots of people came. And then, of course, the farm community, they have a beautiful farm community there. I recommend everybody to go visit New Brajadam. It's the best place in ISKCON. They have a nice, beautiful temple. They have cow protection. They're training oxen. They have very, very high standard deity worship. They have a place called Radha's Retreat, which is a very beautiful, it's a place where it's got many guest rooms and yoga studios and swimming pool, and it's a very packed building. So it's amazing what they're doing there. So they have the actual farm, but in the village next to the farm, they have also many devotees. Practically all you walk down the road in the village next to the actual community, because a lot of devotees, they don't necessarily want to be dependent on the temple, so they move to the village next to the temple. And many of the people that live in the village are devotees, and they're buying up all the buildings. It's an amazing thing. And another interesting thing was that I met Vishnu Murthy, if anyone knows Vishnu Murthy, he's Prasiddha Shiva Prabhupada, but he's extremely dedicated, and he has his office warehouse, so to speak, right near Radha Desh. Radha Desh is another wonderful place to go in Belgium, beautiful temple room, beautiful deities. And my grandson is helping organize the Kuli Mela. So he wanted me to go. So I went to the Kuli Mela. But Vishnu Murthy, he has his office there, and he's very, very dedicated, Vishnu Murthy, incredibly dedicated. Vani Pedia is a wonderful website. You can download any lecture, any conversation, any morning walk the Prabhupada had. So he was saying that he wanted to take birth again at least 50 times, because he had so much knowledge and sort of know-how of how ISKCON works and how technology works, that he didn't really want to go back to God. He said it was so exciting the way Krishna consciousness is spreading, and he wanted to be a part of that. He didn't even care about going back to Godhead. Of course, if you want to stay in the material world, the only reason to stay is to be a part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. You don't want to come back because you want to enjoy anything material. So it was nice to hear that somebody is so dedicated that they're happy to come back 50 times. It's a lot. Because it is exciting because for 10,000 years, Krishna consciousness is going to get better and better as we, you know, as we have our samskaras, and like Prabhupada said, the third generation would be able to light fire by mantra. So anyway, so we we're part of a wonderful movement, and Lord Chaitanya's message is going all over the world. Bibi Govinda Maharaj, I spoke to him, he had been to China, and he said that there's many devotees in China, and he's also been to Russia. Now, the Russians are very sweet people, from what my experience. When I went there, I found the people were very hospitable and very, just very sweet and kind and accommodating. When you give class, they come up after the class, they will give you a donation. They don't have much money, but they all come and put table money on the table. They're very generous. So Govinda Maharaj was saying he went to China. He said the people in China are even nicer. And he, you know, they give you a lot of money too. He was complaining. He went somewhere in America and they gave him a check for $108. He was in China. They gave him thousands of dollars. Anyway. So they have, you know, like Russian people, they have less. But they're very generous. It's a horrible place. Anyone Russian? It's not an easy place to live. You know, it's actually a horrible place. If you go to Moscow, everyone lives in a horrible, ugly apartment block. Hundreds of apartments all together. And when you go to Moscow, all you can see is these huge apartment blocks. Moscow, the hellish place. And you go to some other cities, and you know the roads are really bad, and all the cities have these huge apartment blocks, rows upon rows of roads. You know, 90% of people live in these huge apartments. And then they got the winter, 6 months, like Siberia. So cold, but the devotees are so nice. I went to Siberia, big temple. People were great. The devotees were so nice. But they don't really have much else to get into because materially, it's a rough place. But it's good for making devotees. Like America, you know, we're making some devotees, but it's a lot easier there. The Lord Chaitanya's movement is going everywhere. and of course, we know in India it's very successful as well. So we want to be a part of this wonderful society that's changing the world. And we should support it as much as we can. And we can all go back to Godhead together after 50 lifetimes. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, reflections? Yes. Mother Agamika. Oh, I was going to say that. Yeah, because when I was talking about the churches in Russia, because I said that there's no pictures of God, so Prabhupada's message is so important. And then, you know, the local GBC, he's a very nice devotee, he said, well, actually, you have to be careful what you say because there's spies here. And they, you know, their philosophy is that Christ is God. Christ is God. I said something else which wasn't good either. I said how, hope they're not listening. I said how this is the golden age of Lord Chaitanya, and things are improving so much. And I said this in front of 5,000 people, and I got into trouble. I said that we used to have Stalin and Hitler, but now we have Trump and Putin. So it's not as bad as it used to be. That's a fact. I mean, Russia has had some terrible karma. They've had some terrible stuff. Stalin killed 30 million people. They had communism. Communism was such a drain on the country. Yeah, that's where all these big apartment blocks came from. The roads are terribly horrible. Big holes in the roads. Everyone has to have a nice seat. They've got money. They spend all their money on fancy SUVs. Because if you don't have a nice SUV, your car's going to get ruined pretty quick. Anyway, anything else? Shri Prabhupada.